Neil Lennon has decided to leave Celtic today. What's your reaction when you heard the news?
I was pretty surprised, you know. I had a few texts coming through saying how I heard that Neil's left. Just surprised, you know. I've always thought Neil was Celtic through and through, which he is. But obviously he feels it's time to move on, or, you know, I don't know his thoughts, if he wants to have a bit of time away from football, I don't know. But, you know, he's done a great job there and he deserves all the applause he's getting from everyone.
He was the man that took you to Celtic and had some faith in you when you maybe went through a bit of a rough spell. What is he like as a manager?
Yeah, he's fantastic. My management is brilliant. Yeah, he's harsh at times, but fair. You know, as a man, you've got to take them things. You know, he tells you how it is. A lot of people don't like it, but, you know, I'm one of them. I prefer to be told than to be lied to. And Neil was great at doing that. He would tell you how it was. And when you did well, he would let you know. He would make you feel like you're the best player in the world. So, you know, he was brilliant for me.
Was he one of the ones that helped you stay for that little bit longer? I know you did have trouble settling in up here.
Yeah, I think so. I think the first season, it was a number of things, you know. It was just I had a long-term injury in my Achilles. I was out for 3 months and my form wasn't the best. But Neil played with me. He played with me only for 6 months at Nottingham Forest my first time round, and he obviously saw something that he thought, you know, he liked, and he brought me up there, and he stuck with me. He stuck with me, and he told me, believed in me, and he played me in a big game, and that's my last season at Celtic. It was successful. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, there was league titles. There was the last 16 of the Champions League, all under Neil Lennon.
Yeah, all of that was under Neil Lennon. You know, I think that speaks for itself. But on a personal note, yeah, he was brilliant for me, and I achieved everything that I wanted to achieve up at Celtic. It was brilliant.
He's an ambitious man. He's always made no secret of that. How do you think he would succeed as a manager in England?
I think it'd be really, really good. You know, there's going to be a lot of takers for Neil Lennon. I'm sure they have a few options if that's what he wants to do, whether it's Championship or the Premier League. You know, he's going to have a few options, and I just wish him all the best. He deserves anything that comes his way. But leaving Celtic, it's not leaving to better himself, you know, because being at Celtic, it's a massive club. I don't think you'll get much bigger in Europe, you know. So he's not doing it for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, do you think in a sense that, you know, his profile won't be as high if he goes down south? It'll be a different type of managerial role?
Yeah, I think it'll be different down south. You know, I think unless you're managing the obvious, Manchester United, Chelsea's, the Liverpool's, you know, your profile's not as high, because Celtic are the Manchester United's of the Premier League up in Scotland. So you're always in a limelight, whether you're a player or manager. I felt he dealt with that well, and I'm sure he'd do. You know, he's experienced enough. He's more than experienced enough to deal with it.
From being at Celtic, then going back down south, what are the biggest differences you find from being at a club like Celtic to going back down to Nottingham Forest?
I think the differences are you've got a little bit of a life. You know, it's demanding playing for Celtic, and obviously big clubs. I don't know how Manchester United and teams like that run, but playing for Celtic, it was a massive demand on your personal life as well, because you're in hotels a lot of the time. You know, you're probably home twice a week, and when you have a family, and you know, it's your personal life, it takes a massive toll on it. So I think little things to the fans and to the public, that they will be the big things to players. You know, it was a big thing for me to come back home and try and spend a little bit more time with my family.
You were, of course, at Celtic during the time that Neil Lennon had his death threats, the fake bombs and things like that. Did you ever see that affect him?
No, never, never. Sometimes I didn't even know this was happening. I was getting in and lads were talking about it. So I never noticed it with him, you know, because obviously if you know, if something's up, you'll be asking, oh, what's the matter with Gaffer, what's the matter with Gaffer? But I never noticed it. You can never tell. You know, it's not something that's nice. I don't know if I could have put up with that if I was a manager, never mind a player. So I don't. He dealt with it well. I think he's just a really strong character. You know, I think he's had to be throughout his career, the things that have gone on. So I take my off to him.
So you're obviously tipping him for a little bit of a success wherever he ends up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, wherever obviously he'd like we said earlier, it's a different kettle of fish. Well, depending on what club he comes to. You know, Celtic is, you win 1-0, sometimes it's not, it feels like a defeat. It feels like a defeat when you win 1-0 or you scrape a win. Down here, if he's at a club, a 1-0 win or a 1-1 draw somewhere, it might seem like a win to him, so that might be something that he'll have to try and adapt to.